Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
You know, we're in the toughest time that I can recall in, 50 or 60 years.
You're 50 or 60 years old?
Well, no.
This is news to me.
Okay, so it's a different time. It's a different sales time. It's a different business time. It's a different economic time. Some businesses are wildly successful and some are failing, closing their doors forever. And no one really knows what's next. However, the opportunity has never been greater to take your business, no matter where it is, and shift it to doing something different, better, more receptive to the economy in its present situation. Or that's option number one. Option number two is complaining about it.
Ooh, we don't like complainers.
Well, we live in a woe is me world, and you read all the woe is me bullshit on news things, and no one talks about the people that are having the best time they've ever had, having the best monetary results they've ever had. I'm trying to stay away from saying the best year they've ever had. but the challenge for anybody is, how do you receive this? What are you doing with the cards that are dealt to you? How are you playing them? And what are you looking at from a perspective of, I have to do this in order to keep my business rolling?
So I just looked this up because I was really curious, and Jeffrey's looking at me like, why is she looking at her computer? But I remember back during the 2008 recession that a lot of businesses got started then that became booming businesses now. And so I was trying to look up what businesses they were, but Uber, founded in 2009, Pinterest, 2010, Slack. We use Slack every day. 2009, Square, 2009. I mean, like, massive businesses started. So when people think there's no opportunity, that's when there's actually tremendous opportunity.
But here's what's going to happen. There's transition happening right now. And the businesses that were vulnerable but hanging on are not going to be hanging on very much longer. And so a lot of retail businesses are struggling and they're going to go out. And there's nothing they were going to go out anyway. This just exacerbated it. But the ones that shifted to more online presence have the opportunity to stay or at least maintain some kind of viability. And, you know, we can't do anything about this as business people or as salespeople, but as individuals, we're called on, you're called on, I'm called on, Jen's called on, all your friends that are in sales or in business for themselves, they're all called on to be their best and be creative and be positive and be thinking about what can they do, not well, I have to wear a mask. Get over it. You have to wear a mask. Okay, so everybody else has to wear a mask. What does that mean?
Don't get me started on the mask debate.
Yeah.
But let me add to that, Jeffrey. So I agree. I totally agree with you. I'm sorry. This is not going to be a controversial podcast episode.
I was
Because I agree, you need to be your own individual superpower right now. And what I want to add to that is the way you are going to win the most is if you begin to think about stepping into your customer's shoes. What do they need right now? How can you help them the most? Whether you're a salesperson, a sales manager, an entrepreneur, it's all the same. You're selling something that's going to serve your client, that's going to help them win, profit, do better, do something faster, do something easier. And how can you help them the most right now where your customer's at? I'll give you an example. So we were going to the beach. We're actually at the beach right now. And I needed new shorts. And my favorite shorts are Lululemon. But on the Lululemon website, it's very hard to distinguish which shorts to buy because there's 2 inch, there's 2.5 inch, there's 4 inch.
What a dilemma.
I had no freaking idea, okay? And so as I'm not checking out because I'm so freaking confused, I'm looking for an open store. There's no open stores nearby. It really kind of was a dilemma for me.
Oh,
I know.
I don't know how you made it, Jen.
Anyway, get this. I see right where I'm about to exit, it says, hey, would you like a free personalized consultation? I'm like, hell yeah. Except that wasn't an option. It was like yes or no. So I click yes. And then it asks me, would you like this consultation via Zoom, FaceTime, or one other way? I forget what the other way was. And I was like, FaceTime. So at 9:30 at night, some girl who works for Lululemon on the West Coast is FaceTiming me. And she's like, hey, how can I help you? What's going on? And I tell her I'm going to the beach. She's like, that's so exciting. We have this whole conversation as if I'm in a Lululemon store. And I had to type in what I wanted help with. So I had typed in shorts. Well, guess what? She was wearing a pair of Lululemon shorts so she could demonstrate for me the length, because that's what I was trying to figure out, and where it would come down to on me. It was like so genius. How, like they literally thought, okay, our customers are going to struggle because they can't go to stores. They can't try stuff on. So how can we help them the most? Let's get them a phone call. What does that cost them?
Whatever it costs them, yeah, it's cheap. Now, hold on. How much did you spend? How much did you spend?
You guys, I didn't tell Jeffrey how much I spent. The first time, right after that, I bought like 3 pairs of shorts.
Right. Okay. So regardless of the end result, let's say she spent $250.
Let's just say that.
Okay. So she spends $250 where she would have literally abandoned the cart.
Right.
Were it not for Lululemon's innovation of helping customers buy, making it easier for them to do business with us by adding some expense. Now, at this moment in time, panicked companies are cutting expenses because they're fucking idiots.
Ooh.
And what you want to do right now is make it easier for customers to buy. I want to go back to one of your original statements also.
Yes.
You're talking about what can customers do to make sales. What can salespeople do to make sales to customers?
Got it.
They may not always be in the mood to buy right now. And so you're going to have to be there to help them, be concerned about them, be empathetic to them, have a conversation with them, talk about their lives so that when they get back to wanting something or needing something from your business, whether it's retail or wholesale, they call you. So you can't always make a sale right now, but you can always make a friend. You can always build a relationship. So don't call. Don't be pissed off if you can't make a sale. Don't be frustrated. Just make a friend.
So what you're saying is don't think short term.
Right. Exactly.
That's so good, Jeffrey. Oh, my God. That's a quotable.
It's one of those things. All right. Now, diehards. You have to determine whether your product or your services are buyable now or in the near term. And if they're not buyable now, then figure out shift to whatever you can do, whatever kind of communication you can make that's perceived as positive and helpful. If they can buy now, stop having your best prices ever and start with maximum optimum services, like Jen just explained for Lululemon, and make it easy for me to buy by adding additional verbal, visual help. Jen made a virtual purchase. She did not make a flatline purchase. She did not make a text purchase. She couldn't figure it out on her own. And let me tell you what, Jennifer knows how to shop on her own. But the bottom line is that help pushed her over the edge into a solid sale for Lululemon. And I guarantee you they're doing that 100 times a day.
Now, let me tell you how they could have milked it more, because it may give you an idea of how you can milk it more, but also help your customers even more. They could have followed up with me after I got the shorts. So she knew she should be able to get some sort of notification.
She had your number.
Right. She should have been able to get, she had my text. She had my cell phone. Right. Like the golden salesperson's opportunity. She had my cell phone. So she could have, the day I received the shorts, said, "Hey, Jen, I noticed that your shipment arrived today. Did you try them on? How were they?"
These are the tops you forgot to buy.
Well, hold on. So she could have really established that deeper connection with me by asking me how they were, if I was ready for the beach, how it was going. Because we had a whole conversation. She was extremely personable, right? And then she could have led to more sales. 100% agree.
So be like Lululemon, but don't be stupid and not follow up. Be like Lululemon to make the sale, and don't be a dumb jackass and not follow up when the customer has their wallet open, their credit card out, and they're willing. They've already shown you a history of spending. Why would you not tap that while the iron or the shorts are hot?
And don't think, if you're thinking like in your mind, well, that's retail. I'm not retail. What are you?
Dude, how it's do fucking you sales. Just get over it.
How do you help your customers? And how can you step it up right now?
Right. What is your virtual accessibility?
Ooh, that's
good. Where are you right now on a virtual level so that your customers can connect with you anytime they want? Now, I'm going to share something with you today that is so far a secret.
Do I know?
No.
What?
Well, you might have overheard it when I was talking. Well, I was talking to a client of mine today who deals predominantly with people past 50. And sales are not happening right now.
And in his industry?
Right. In his industry, I don't want to go into it. I said, why don't you email all your customers and say, I'm giving Zoom lessons tomorrow. And each day I'm giving a 1 hour Zoom lesson or a half an hour Zoom lesson. And I guarantee you that you'll gain interest, because they don't want to just learn how to work Zoom for themselves. They want to talk to their kids and their grandkids, their family members, maybe even customers and associates or friends they haven't seen in a while. We have a Zoom tomorrow with my high school class of 1963. There'll be 60 people minimum on that call talking about who knows what on Zoom.
That's cool.
On Zoom. Now, aren't you perceived as a value provider if you offer that class? Wouldn't you actually get your customers to tell other people to come take the class? So the question is right now, what could you be doing that will engage your customer to a point that they perceive you as a value provider, not a this is our lowest price sales guy? I don't care what your fucking price is if I don't need what you got.
That's a really good example, Jeffrey.
Well, thanks, Jen.
Yeah, I didn't hear you talk about that.
Good. It was a secret call. But listen, here's the bottom line. Use my example as an idea stirrer for you and your customers, diehards. What do they need versus what are you providing? And if you don't know what they need, shame on you. You have not reached out to them. You've not found out what their circumstances are. This is your golden opportunity, and you better take advantage of it, because the price of gold is going up.
Oh, man, I got an email from a realtor today. Yeah. And she said in her email, dear first name,
Yeah.
So, dear Jen, if I haven't been in touch with you in a while,
it's because
I know...
it's because I'm a dumb, stupid fucking idiot.
No.
They leave that line out.
No.
Oh.
She said, yeah, she did leave that out. Dear Jen, if I haven't been in touch with you in a while, I know these times can be tough.
Oh, my God.
I know that. Literally, this is what she wrote. I know that COVID-19 have hit some people really hard. And our market here in this, I'm not going to say where, and our market here in this city is doing really well, and the inventory is really low. So if you need to get out of your home, you need to sell it, please let me be the first in line.
Yeah.
And as you know, my business thrives on referrals.
How did
so
I know that?
Please keep me in mind for anyone you hear that's trying to sell their home.
So here's the deal.
I was just like, seriously?
Not even if it would help the space program. I would rather, I would rather see my house go into foreclosure.
Oh, good Jeffrey.
Than deal with that woman.
But,
sincerity is the key in real estate sales.
Yes.
If you can fake that, you got it made. And what she's trying to do is pretend that she knows you. She knows nothing about you. She's basically a real estate sales whore.
Well,
and she will continue to complain.
I'm not going to tell you who it was.
About what's wrong. I know exactly who it was. I'll guarantee I know who it was. But the bottom line is this. They're trying everything they possibly can to make a connection. And it's all wrong. It's all the wrong ass backwards way, because real estate people have been dumb, stupid jackasses for 100 years.
Not all of them. There are some really, really great ones.
Oh, yeah.
And the really, really great ones are relationship focused, and they get referral after referral after referral after referral.
1 out of 10.
Are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other 9 already know everything. And when you say, I'd like to buy a house, they say, do you have a house for sale?
So don't be doing that. So anyway, if you're in like if you're in real estate sales or if you're in a profession like that where relationships are super important, and I would argue that almost every sales job and entrepreneur
sales. Of course they are.
Sales,
just but hold on 1 second, Jenny. By the way, real estate people who listen to this are going to be pissed off to hear it, but they can't tell me I'm wrong. It'll make them angry, but they cannot tell me
that I'm wrong. Well, just be the 1 out of 10. That's freaking great. If you're a diehard listening to this, you probably are the 1 out of 10 that are great.
Hopefully.
So if you're listening to us, you probably are. So you know the other 9 in your company that suck. You know who they are. And you know if it's you, but it's hopefully not you. So my point is, most sales are reliant on relationships. So just really think about when you're sending a mass email like that. Is my customer going to feel like I know them and I get them? And
how long would it take you to do 10 or 20 personalized emails a day? That if you did 10 a day, you'd have 70 in a week of real outreaches to people going, you know, hey, Mary, I know we haven't talked in a little while, but I really would like to reconnect with you. What's the best time? Do something personal. Well, I know we've had a lot of problems with COVID-19. No shit. Really? We've had a lot of problems with COVID?
Wait
a second.
Hold
on a
second.
That's the first I've ever heard of that. This woman must be a fucking genius.
Okay, so on the contrary, Kellen, you know Kellen, right?
I know Kellen.
So Kellen has these amazing, amazing creative cards that she creates literally by hand. And she sells them too. She's freaking awesome. And she just did a live video this week talking about how every week she has, I think it's Gratitude Monday, but she's named one day of the week. And she sends out for the past 6 years, has sent out a card, at least one card every Monday to someone she's grateful for.
Cool.
So what kind of practice?
Can't wait until I get mine. Oh, we actually have that.
I think you did.
Yeah, we did.
So, by the way, you guys, we'll put a link to her cards. They're freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But listen, what can you be doing to really add that personal touch? We gave you so many different examples in this episode. Just think about right now, like Jeffrey said, now's not the time to be thinking about how to save every and pinch every penny. Right now is the time to be thinking about how to step up your service level and be there even and, more and for your
customization.
Customer.
If you listen, use hippovideo.com.
Huh? It's not .com.
It is. It's usehippovideo.com.
Oh, okay.
And if you go to that URL, you're going to find that you can actually shoot a video embedded in an email where your message can be personal, personalized, and customized, and you look like you actually give a shit. And I'm telling you right now that if you don't, it's going to be obvious. Well, COVID-19 has really been horrible. Oh, really? I never heard of COVID-19. Can you tell me a little bit about it? No, dude, everybody knows about it. Don't talk about that. Talk about the person that you know as a human being. And just go, how's it going?
Yeah.
And, you know,
if you go to usehippovideo.com, you can also get instructions. Jeffrey, on that platform, you've given really cool video instructions of like how to follow
up, what to say.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah. But the bottom line is this. It's time to get one-on-one. It's time to get personal. It's time to be emotional. It's time to engage. And don't send me a bullshit, phony, fake-sounding email that makes me vomit.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, that's a note.
All right. I want
to
give one more.
I didn't mean
more.
To say vomit. I meant
you
to
guys,
say puke.
I meant
to say puke.
Oh, my God. On the last episode, Jeffrey, like, gave me the nicest shout-out. And it stuck with me since then. And I just want to say, Jeffrey, you have impressed the hell out of me because ever since COVID-19 started, like the quarantine or whatever you want to call the pandemic, everything that started, you have stepped up your personalization. You have stepped up your service level to your customers by doing a free Facebook Live video every single day at 10 a.m.
9:59.
All right, 9:59 a.m.
And there's 1,000 people watching that video before it's over 25 minutes later. Every day.
It's really amazing the amount of traction that you've gotten, but it's also really amazing to see your dedication, your commitment, your passion. So many people would do it for 30 days and then say, okay, I'm done. So many people would do it for 5 and then say, I'm done. And you have not missed a day. And you are, I've just been like wowed. And I know that you have inspired.
I'm wowed myself.
You have inspired.
But it's been like 10 or 12 weeks since I've been doing it.
You have inspired. No, it's been, you have no, I think you're over 100 videos now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You have inspired people from all over the world.
Correct.
To step up their game and to start doing their live videos and to be in service even more to their customers. So I just wanted to end with that and say that you inspire me, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for being my inspiration.
Happy wife, happy life. Diehards, get out there and be sincere. One-on-one, make a friend. Earn a fortune, even if your ass falls off. Cheers. Oh, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. Who are you? Who are you?
I'm Jay Gittimer. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.